President Biden addressing the nation this week, pleading with Americans who haven't yet gotten vaccinated to do so, also announcing plans for a vaccine mandate. That's the topic of this week's Bidenomics Report. And for that, we want to bring in Rick Newman, as always. And Rick, the title of your column for this week is Fear and Loathing Amid COVID. So unpack that for us and exactly what you mean.
Loathing because Biden's tone in his speech yesterday was practically contemptuous toward people who won't get vaccinated, and especially toward some of the Republican governors who are trying to undermine public health measures such as masking, but also fear in Biden's message, I think. And I think Biden, the subtext of his remarks yesterday and these latest moves is that Biden recognizes that the economy, the recovery has stalled, that we have stopped. There is no Biden boom anymore. Just a few months ago, economists are saying, wow, the economy is really going to take off over the summer. We got COVID on the run. People have tons of savings they're about to spend. Airplanes are going to be full and so on and so on. Well, the Delta surge over the last few weeks has really put a scotch that. So we are now seeing retail sales actually going down. We heard airlines recently saying their profits are now threatened because they're not getting back all the travelers they expect. Consumer confidence has taken a nosedive. So Biden sees all this going on, and I think he realizes he needs to do a couple things. Number one, signal that he's aware of what's going on out there and he's trying to do something about it. Number two, see if he can actually get his approval ratings up. Those have really come down during the last month. A lot of that was related to Afghanistan, but his marks on handling the COVID pandemic have come down as well by 10 points in one poll. So Biden is now trying to indicate, I get it, we need to turn this around. And I think he's a little worried about the economy that looked really good just a couple of months ago.
But I'm thinking about the midterm elections that are going to be all we talk about very soon. And if the economy, okay, they take these steps, but something natural happens too. The spike we see in the Delta variant starts to come down. That's actually happening in some places. And then what, instead of pulling forward the economic growth, perhaps we're pushing it into next year. And doesn't that then perhaps work in his advantage or even the Democrats' advantage as we go to those elections?
Yeah. So what you're describing, Adam, is I think if the Biden boom is just delayed by a few months. So in other words, all that extra spending, it's going to come at the end of this year or early next year, maybe next summer, if that's what happens. But if you look at what economists think is happening, and we should emphasize this is really a distorted picture and nobody really knows, but they seem to think that this boom is basically over. And they're looking at a couple of things such as inflation. I mean, we've been talking about that a lot lately, including today. That is worse than expected. And that is, inflation is now higher than average wage growth. So many people are actually falling behind. So that it seems like it might last a little longer than expected. Fiscal stimulus is going to run out. We're not going to have any more stimulus checks, most likely. All that federal jobless aid expired at the beginning of this week. And that's another lift that's not going to be there. Meanwhile, we still do have nearly 8.5 million unemployed and probably several million other people who are effectively unemployed but just don't count for technical reasons. So you might be right. This could just be pent up demand that'll come back in a few months. But it could also be that the whole recovery is fading and we're just heading back to kind of a lackluster recovery.
And we're going back to what you were talking about before, just President Biden's vaccine plan here. I know you also wrote a piece about get ready for the workplace vaccination wars, because certainly a lot of people are in favor for what President Biden laid out last night, but there certainly are a lot of opponents. Some people are very resistant. They do not want to get vaccinated. I guess just in terms of the government enforcing this, how hard do you see the Biden administration and the federal government going after some of these smaller companies just about whether or not they are enforcing this type of measure?
I don't see that happening. I think that's very hard to foresee. So just so people can understand how this is going to roll out. First of all, this is not this requirement that employers with more than 100 workers have to verify that everybody on staff is either vaccinated or getting tested every week. That does not go into effect overnight. The rule that will contain all the details on that, the Labor Department hasn't even written that rule yet, and that's going to take a few weeks. And then once they have a rule, then they're going to give people 60 days, let's say, or 75 days to get vaccinated. So if you work at a company with more than 100 people, well, you still have this big window to get vaccinated. I'm sure there are going to be legal challenges over this. It's not entirely clear the Labor Department has the authority to do this. So this is going to be controversial, very controversial, before it even goes into effect. And on top of that, given that, you know, the hostile political environment we have, I don't see OSHA inspectors going into businesses and looking around and opening up their books. The White House did say yesterday that OSHA can fine companies $14,000 per violation. So I guess if you had, let's say, 50 unvaccinated people, that would be $14,000 times 50. I just don't think that's going to happen. So I think we're going to have kind of a bluffing game here. I think we're certainly going to have some companies are just going to ignore this. They shouldn't. I don't think they should, but they probably will. And other companies might just overtly flout it because they're so opposed to it. So that would fit perfectly with the hostile political environment we have. But it's going to bring some controversy to these Biden measures probably pretty quickly.
All right, Rick Newman, thanks as always for hopping on with us, and have a great week.